Thanks for tuning into the Canadian Beacon Podcast. Canadian events for the regular people.
Did you guys see my post?
On what? Facebook?
Yeah.
Which one was that? The between the Asian guys that were killing each other?
Yeah, they're funny. I don't know what the hell they're doing half the time. No, somebody wrote in chalk on our bridge going across the river. They lied.ca, Trudeau for treason.
Oh, I see that. Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
That's now a share. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you go to that website?
Yeah, it's a bunch of people that are criticizing the vax and all it entails.
Oh, yeah.
Doctors and citizens who acknowledge, recognize the truth, and step up, ensure that this never happens again.
Well, they've been doing that Cross Canada Citizens Inquiry into this for a while now.
In the meantime, welcome to the Canadian Beacon Podcast. Another exciting Wednesday night, or let's call it an exciting Sunday night instead. We're here with Todd and Brian and myself, Craig.
He scratches to get out. He scratches to get in. He scratches to get out.
Don't talk about your genitalia that way.
That's about it. He scratches to get out and in. All right. That's that one. What else do you want to guys talk about tonight?
Well, what's the latest news headlines?
He on Twitter today, he saluted our brave members of the Canadian Armed Forces. Pretty much, I think. What did he say? I basically said, I just called him a liar. Just said that, just lip service. No one believes you.
Yeah. I know there's the National Post is Rex Murphy wrote a editorial about the incompetence of the Trudeau government appearing to grossly unconcerned about foreign interference, which is very true.
They're paying each other.
Yeah, they. I think they're giving themselves high fives over everything. You know, we got away with it this time. You know.
Oh, they get away with it every time. It's always going to be high fives all around, right? Like, Chinese are paying the Trudeau Foundation. Trudeau is paying the Chinese police stations. It just goes back and forth.
It's
just
a
convenient way of laundering money to yourself and to each other, right?
Well, everybody turns their cameras off. That's crazy.
Is my camera off?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be. I'm just looking at it.
It's the letter T in the center of the screen.
Oh, maybe my phone doesn't work.
Oh, there you are. You're back.
Yeah, my phone doesn't work when I'm doing research, Craig.
Ah.
Research. Oh,
research. That's what some people can call it. Yeah, yes. Lots of stuff. There should be a lot of stuff on Twitter right now.
I just see Gerald, I like it in the butt, but what's going on about gun crime dropping in Toronto?
Is dropping.
Yeah, down 22%, 5% nationally. Let's see where those lying statistics come from.
I see Chris Guy has taken to the Twitter about mayor candidates receiving death threats.
Oh, really?
I missed that.
Yeah.
That's not surprising, though. Like, if they can't control you, they'll find another way to force you into compliance, right?
Well, look at that. Are we starting?
Yeah. Yep. We're on the air. We're going good.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, do you notice they did a? I saw it. I only watched it just to see who was on the debate, but they did a mayoral debate, mm-hmm. and they only had five candidates. Of course, they had Olivia Chow on one side and Saunders on the other.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Chow being a direct beneficiary from the CPP?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Or the NDP.
Or the NDP for sure, but the Chinese People's Party, isn't it? Or
yeah,
Chinese or Communist CCP. Party.
Yeah,
yeah.
Chinese
her,
Communist.
Her dead
Party.
Husband is the patron saint of the NDP party.
Yeah.
You know, I heard a good story about Jack Layton. Somebody who knew him, and you know how he used to bike everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, what he used to do is he would drive within a couple blocks of an event that he had to attend.
And then ride.
Then he would get his bike out of the trunk and yeah. then bike over.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I used to like body rub parlors too.
Yeah, I heard that. He was very active in attending them.
Probably expensed it. Maybe
he's
a trip here.
A true NDPer, right?
Hey, he's just supporting local businesses.
That's true.
So I'm just looking at some video coverage of Serbia, and all you can see, for as far as the eye can see in the camera showing, is thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people protesting in the streets right now. So that's interesting.
Is that with regards to Kosovo?
I don't know what it's in respect of.
Yeah, Kosovo.
What's the deal? Were they protesting about Kosovo?
Yeah, Kosovo.
It's looking to join Albania, right?
Well, Kosovo is part of Serbia.
Yeah.
And back in the Clinton era. And the Kosovars were getting abused by the Serbs,
yeah.
of course. So NATO decided to bomb the shit out of Serbia until they agreed to let Kosovo be its own territory.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sound familiar?
Where have I seen that before?
Yeah. You know. There's slight similarities to that in the Ukraine. It seems that now NATO is supporting someone that's allowing them to abuse a minority within their borders.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's just where liberalism is starting to hurt. That there's actually going to be a price to be paid for it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's about to come back around and bite people in the ass, that's for sure. Like
yeah.
Yeah, apparently there's some reports a lot of this LGBT stuff is starting to get a huge backlash on it now. and also Budweiser is just throwing up their hands. They do not know how to correct their situation.
No correcting it though. They've gone full woke. It's you're done. You pissed off too many people. Too many people have seen like your actual face. Like you took the mask off. It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look at this baseball player on the Toronto Blue Jays, Anthony Bass.
Oh.
Made a point that he did. I think he was basically saying that he was really uncomfortable not on the same side as the trans movement, and they're basically hanging this guy out to dry. They're going to crucify him.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they will.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They already have. They made him retract all his statements, and then even after he retracted everything, they still went to town and demanded his dismissal and all kinds of different things.
You don't apologize to extremists.
No.
Because then they think they're right.
That's right. Exactly what my wife said. She said, "You're right about everything, honey." Oop, studio audience. No, but she said the exact same thing that Brian said, is that why would you apologize?
Yeah.
You don't
it's
apologize.
It's not going to help you.
Point of view of something.
Yeah.
You know, but you're right, Craig, like a lot of my weather gauge is the guys I work with.
Yeah.
And they're just done with the whole thing. And they don't care what you do in your own life.
Just don't drive it down everybody's throat and try to groom the kids to do it.
Yeah, leave the kids alone. Yeah. But there was an interesting tweet by this site called BlogTO, and they were going at him again, right? I mean, he hasn't suffered enough, so they went at him again and again and again. And the comments by a lot of the people were pretty, you know, like basically hang him, right? The mob is just...
The mob mentality.
For these peaceful, loving people who just want to love everyone, they're very violent, right?
Yeah. And I just said, you know, the oppressed are becoming the oppressors now. Yep, and that's exactly what's happening. You know, you look at the union movement and the so-called gay rights movement, you know, it basically had a point, the valid point, until the point when somebody said somebody's personal life is their own business and you can't discriminate against somebody based on their preferences as long as they don't abuse their work or anything like that. Well, we passed that train station a long time ago.
Oh yeah, that's gone and went like.
Yeah.
That was fine for a time, but you gave them an inch, they took a mile, and now they're going to keep running with it.
Yeah, like in the deviants have hitched their wagon to this original movement.
Yeah.
I think if you talk to probably a lot of gay people, most of them are like cringing right now.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't look good on them when all of this is attached to their whole movement and their whole society, right? Like. And you get all these groomers and these pedophiles jumping on. They want their own little title now, and they want their own little flag, and they want their own little special exemption to everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're not going to be satisfied till, you know, they added the T, then they want to add the P for pedo, and then it's going to be...
That's offensive. It's minor attracted pedophile.
Yeah, okay. Intergenerational love.
Oh God.
And then next is going to be interspecies love.
That's already happening. Trudeau legalized that.
Yeah. So anyways, that's you know, that's where it's going. But you know what? I think they're biting off more than they can chew. I think as they inch along, they are waking up people by the millions. I mean, like, you know, that chalk on the bridge in my little town shows it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's, you know.
That's kind of the accelerationist point of view, right, is let them do what they're going to do. You can't stop them.
Yeah.
Everything they're doing at this point is legal, so let them run full speed ahead and let everybody see them for the demons that they are, and they'll kill themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you know, was it Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, what was the day where it was the International Day of recognizing of gun, whatever, violence?
Oh, victims of gun violence, you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Trudeau tweeted about it, and I just said, I'm going to celebrate by going to the range that day.
Is he going to recognize all the people that have been killed over the past 20 years in wars that had nothing to do with the countries that were invaded?
Yeah.
How many million is that? It's like something like
Can
2
they
to 4
figure out?
million people.
Yeah, they can't even accurately determine it.
How
I mean,
about
that's it. They could. Sorry, go ahead.
what's it? Go ahead, Doc.
No,
That's
I was just going to say, like, you go back as far as the breakup of Yugoslavia. NATO has just been encouraging war for almost 30 years.
Oh,
And you
yeah.
got a big stick to use. You got to try to use it out somewhere, right?
Right.
Got to give it a test. Yeah.
But it's starting
It's starting what?
to backfire because
Yeah.
Macron is starting to waver, and Germany is really starting to get upset about it. And they're at the point where they're going to say, it's time to go to the peace table.
Yeah,
Yep.
and if they don't, I mean, they should probably take a look back at history and realize you don't mess with the Germans because they will correct their country rapidly.
Yeah. They're almost like in Weimar too right now, aren't
Oh
they?
yeah. Oh
And
yeah.
I guess Churchill said of the Germans, they're either at your throat or at your feet. So you're right. We're going to see where this goes.
So I'm looking at an article here about, again, Olivia Chow, and apparently she's being called out by another person, activist, saying that Olivia Chow met with the Foo King Business Association, or that could be the Fucking Business Association, seeking their support in the mayoral by-election. The same people that operate the police stations in the GTA as this association. So this is someone who's wants to defund our police, but is cozying up to the Chinese police.
Yeah, that about
Perfect.
adds up.
Yeah. So that's
You
interesting.
know, I thought that if Chris Sky won the election in Toronto, that'd be like a hand grenade going off, but maybe Chow would be even bigger. I think she's the favorite right now. I think she's polling
Yeah, I
now.
think so. Yeah.
See, I get where you're going with that, but I would like to limit the Chinese police involvement in Canada as much as possible. Even
Yeah,
if
probably.
it wakes people up, that would end up in a really dangerous situation for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Now, the other thing that's happening in Canada right now is all these forest fires, right?
No, it's
And
climate
Nova
change, Frank.
Scotia. Yeah, it's climate change being accelerated by Antifa and groups like this. And a number of arsonists are being sought in Nova Scotia for all the wildfires. And in British Columbia, they arrested a woman and charged her with 32 counts of arson for setting forest fires out that in an area called Glendon, BC. So yeah, so that's kind of interesting. Again, it's why are they doing it, and are they doing it with any kind of orchestration of another political group to motivate them to do it, you know what I mean?
I mean,
Well, you know,
likely.
if. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say the weaponization of forest fires has been a long documented like strategy for military forces, and right, you can drive populations out of areas, completely clear cut forest, and whatever you really need to do with that, you get rid of everything in your way and you burn it all down. Nobody's going to go back there for a long time, especially if your home was there and it just got completely burned to the ground with the rest of your
That's right.
city. How long is it going to take you to clean up that mess? How much is it going to cost you? How much personally is it going to cost you, let alone the government cost to get the infrastructure fixed and those buildings inhabitable again? That area is done.
Yeah, it's pretty devastating. I was coming home from work yesterday, and I was looking out, and I'm going, "My God, it's hazy out." Well, it was the forest fire smoke, and when I got around Sudbury, it was unreal.
Yeah.
It was just like, why is it foggy at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah.
And that's what's going on. It's everywhere. Most of them in the north are being started by campers and people throwing their cigarette butts out in the car.
Yep.
Is it really that simple
So,
though?
or
well,
is it
no, but
more
I think
likely organized groups, political groups setting fires to promote the global warming aspect and also to create destabilization politically?
yeah, we're not climate changing fast enough.
That's right.
Got to change
So,
harder, baby.
just get a little gas, add a little gasoline to the fire, make it go a little bit quicker.
Yeah. Oh, you want to hear something about Trudeau's going to be rolling in over in his bed tonight. The Prime Minister Giorgina Meloni out of Italy has just announced that Pride Month is not going to be Pride Month. It's going to be Family Pride Month, which will promote traditional families instead.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Did you see
Oh
what
boy.
the US Navy did on Twitter recently?
What's that?
So they had their pride flag and their whole thing up there for about a day and they got ripped apart and then they took it down and got rid of it.
Wow. Good for them, finally.
I wouldn't say good for
Yeah.
them. I'd say
Yeah.
you're stupid for putting it up in the first
In the
place.
first
You're
place,
a
yeah.
war fighting force. Your job is to fight wars, not to
Not.
pander to gays. Like,
That's right.
get your head out of your ass, sort your life out.
That's the backlash. Well, it's starting, and I think they're like the Germans. They got as far as the seeing Moscow, and it was all bad news after that. And I think that the culture war is about to take a nasty turn back.
I certainly hope so. Problem is,
Yeah, and that.
when that pendulum swings, oh boy.
Yeah. Well, hopefully cooler heads will prevail and then it'll just be back in their place and just shut the hell up and get on with your life and leave us the hell alone.
I don't know if a lot of people are gonna be okay with that though.
No.
Like how
No.
Like I sent you that picture on Telegram, Dad. How many people have been affected just by this transgender bullshit recently? It's been a
Yeah,
lot.
really.
It has gone up exponentially. Like,
Yeah, I was just looking at that picture right away, and it's yeah.
so yeah, just some numbers from that. Like in 2000, per 100,000 people, there was 3.87 sex change surgeries rates, or 3.87 sex changes. In 2014, it was 14.22 per 100,000. So 14 years. That's
Yeah,
insane.
it's
I
triple.
personally know of two people that their kids are transitioning.
Really?
Right?
And
So, and that's being pushed along through multiple means. Like your doctors are clearly pushing this as well. You've got it in every single source of media. It's all over Twitter. It's all over Instagram, Facebook, everything. They're all pushing this. It's in your children's shows now too. So the fact that they're hitting them that young of an age is just obscene. And to push them
Yeah.
towards a surgery that has a likelihood of like 49% attempted suicide rate, you're trying to kill these kids.
It's a one-way trip.
Yeah.
And you'll see there's very, very few people that come out Initially, they'll say they come out and they're happy with it, but very few are. There's probably, you'll see 10 speaking out against it for every one that is happy with it, and that's long term.
Yeah, and if you listen to some of the stories of people who are like detransitioning, it's horrifying, honestly. Talk about being in constant pain, always having to go through new medical procedures, all like being on painkillers for the rest of your life because these don't heal naturally. This will not heal on its own. You're going to have constant upkeep surgeries and maintenance surgeries and all sorts of different medications you're going to have to be on for the rest of your life. You're done. You're ruined. You're never going to have a healthy life ever. It's nope. over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you transition from a man to a woman, well, that's a one-way trip.
Oof. You ever
like
forget where I was reading this or I heard this, but there was something talked about that they have to go and routinely get checked for maggots inhabiting the wound.
Yep.
Like if that's a thing you have to live with, I understand why that suicide rate is so high. That's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
And are they told that going into it?
No, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Who was telling me, one of you were talking about it, especially if you transition from a woman to a man, you get testosterone, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. And it really increases somebody's confidence and assertiveness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And so it's absolutely the worst thing in the world you can do.
Especially to somebody who's already in the wrong. Yeah. Now they're just absolutely confident in their position and pushing it with aggression.
Yeah.
But you know what I find absolutely astounding?
What's that?
If you want to transition from a woman to a man, they'll give you testosterone, right? Because you got to correct the hormones to get yourself right. But if you're a man with low testosterone and you try to go to the doctor to get testosterone, they won't give it to you.
They will.
They will fight you on it.
Yeah. Well, they test you and then they'll send you for testosterone replacement therapies, which is an option for people that do have low testosterone.
And then not they will
if you're
a
typical healthy male,
time.
they'll fight you on it for sure. Yeah,
like that's obscene to me though that they would even fight somebody on that remotely. Like you're just willing to give these drugs out to anybody who says, "Oh, I want to be X now." Okay, here you go. Here's whatever hormone.
But the other edge of that sword, though, that you which is a good point you're bringing up there, Brian, is that what happens if a person is, for example, a female is given testosterone to become male? It does, but it also ups their risk for cancer, like through the roof.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Because they shouldn't be taking it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's a combination of the same issues they have with, hormone replacement therapies for women in menopause is they got to be very careful on the mixture because it could increase their likelihood of cancer.
Yeah.
So
you start screwing around with hormones.
Yeah.
And to Brian's point about how they, you know, if you're transitioning them, you know, the testosterone supplements, throw them to you like jelly beans, but if you're a man, the last thing they want is an actual man with a healthy amount of testosterone, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not allowed. That's toxic masculinity.
That's right. Another big negative, right, in the world. Yeah. So some other neat things that are happening out there, which is I'm just kind of looking around here. Hang on. I saw some really interesting stuff on Twitter. head of India, their prime minister,
Modi,
made this statement that Justin Trudeau is a mascot of everything that is wrong with the world today. From being at the forefront of encouraging every degeneracy to welcoming radicalism into his homeland, from cheap gimmicks of tokenism to attempts at creating a culture of politically correct absurdities, the stink of his leftist hypocrisy wafts far and wide. As a citizen of India, I could not care less if the elected leader of Canada seeks to drive his nation to the dumps, but where it has an adverse effect on my country is where I choose to draw the line. That's pretty powerful words, I think.
Yeah, it's not exactly a country you want to go picking a fight with.
Yeah.
No. 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 I think he's pretty much burned his bridges with India, especially, cozying up to Jagmeet. I'm sure that irritates them as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah. Jagmeet being the recognized associate to a terrorist in India. Yeah, I can see why he wouldn't be the most nice guy to hang around with.
And an all-around piece of shit.
Yep.
I wonder how they really felt when he went to India and threw on their traditional garb there and started dancing around like an idiot.
I have no idea.
That must have made all they must have killed themselves laughing.
Oh, I bet. I would have loved to talk to some of the people there just to get their honest opinions on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And you see, Trudeau's national security advisor, Jody Thomas, says she missed the CSIS reports of Beijing targeting conservative candidates because she was on vacation at the time. Does that reek of incompetence or what?
Oh, well, just.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. I think just being stupid enough to say that, like, yeah. Actually publicly say that. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, I was on vacation. Missed the biggest spice since Igor Gazenko, right? Like, I mean,
it's God. Like immediate firing. Like, you're done. No pension. Go home. Get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's the head of the Canada's security.
Yeah. That's, well, they made that's Brenda the best Lucky part. The RCMP chief too, right? Like, what do we expect of these people? They're hired because they're friends of friends and their friends are family members, right? They're not hired for their competence.
Yeah. I know Gerald Butts is, you know, he's like Trudeau's little cheerleader. You know, he posts on Twitter, you know, making fun of CSIS and everything like that as a result of this because of CSIS releasing it. But the hell he gets afterwards from people. Like, I don't know what, like, does he read his tweets? Like, he gets absolutely destroyed in the comments, and he just keeps posting it. Like, people are saying, like, you know, of course they went and leaked it because nobody was listening to them.
Yeah, really.
You know, and obviously on vacation as well. So
yeah, so it makes a lot of sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe that I was on vacation? So I'm sorry. Where did your responsibility end? At what point?
Yeah,
like for national security. You wanted to be elected to that position. you're now in that position. That's not a something you can advocate every time you go on vacation.
Sorry, I was in Cuba snorting a pound of coke and drinking myself into a coma. I missed that
Yeah.
briefing. Like, come on.
I just think it just illustrates the absolute weakness of the West leadership.
Yep.
Like, the liberals right now too are posting a quote from Pierre Poilievre from 2007, where he's complimenting Johnson about, you know, he's an impartial man and everything like that. So then they're saying, well, what's changed? Well, you know, we're talking about a massive spy scandal. And at the end of the day, nobody gives a shit what Pierre Poilievre said. Everyone just has to look at the facts of the situation, how Trudeau and the Liberals have tried to cover this up from day one. And when it's come to light, he then is trying to whitewash it by putting in a confidant, someone he can trust in the place to whitewash it. So, you know, they're trying to, you know, distract people from the Poilievre's comments. But I don't care what Poilievre says. Just look at the situation.
Well, it's like even the other day, Poilievre and Trudeau got in a bit of a back and forth in Parliament, and Poilievre brought up the fact that Trudeau has a non-disclosure agreement with a minor from the last school that he worked at, and they just glossed right over that. They just carried on. They're like, nope, not even gonna. Not my problem.
And you know what? Talking to somebody about that, and I said, Trudeau is the, you know, the best at indignation. And, you know, oh my God, like, what a horrible comment. How dare you? I'm blah, blah, blah. He didn't
I'm so
say a
offended.
goddamn word. He
Nope,
just,
not one.
yeah. What does that tell you?
Yeah, his immediate response was, "Oh, what was your job before you worked in government? Oh, you didn't have one. So you're just not even going to acknowledge what he said there."
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. And he would not, if that was, this story was untrue, he would have been all over Poilievre for that.
Oh, there would be news
Crickets.
articles. There would be,
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, 24/7. He would be driving it into the ground. Like, he would not stop at that. The
Yeah.
fact that they refuse to acknowledge it should tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah. And then the liberals, then after that, they prop up or run out this story about a headmaster there saying he was leaving because he wanted to go back to school. Da, 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 da. You know, the
Yeah.
story's untrue, blah, blah, blah. No. Or shit. So liberals always pull someone out to lie.
Well, yeah, it's easy when you got access to the country's funds, right?
It's the Liberal Party right now is a crime family. That's all it is.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's a good way of identifying them for sure.
Yeah. Do you remember Diane Francis? She used to be a columnist for the Toronto Sun.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't read any much of her work lately, but she said way a long time ago, she always said is the Liberal Party is not a political party. It's an alliance for power. They even call themselves the natural governing party. Whereas, you know, you have this elite that work in the Laurentians and Ottawa and Toronto and Montreal, and they run the country. No one else matters, you know. And the conservatives get into power every once in a while, and they're not much different.
No. Same party,
So,
different color tie, right?
yeah, exactly. The old saying, right, when the Reform Party came out was liberal Tory, same old story. And I don't think it's, you could be any more clearer than Doug Ford.
Yeah. He's a pinko. The
Yeah,
worst kind, the worst kind of person.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah.
We should bring back exiling, like what they did to Napoleon. Just send them all off to an island somewhere, let them fight for their own survival. Turn it into a game show, you know, make some profit on this, get some drones to fly around.
You've been voted off the island.
Yeah. Except this time, they're sharks. Good luck.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think we'll put them on an island. We'll call it Ellesmere Island.
Oh, that's a good one. Isn't that a place? What's the name of that prison?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, lots of different things going on out there recently. It seems to be fairly quiet on the news front generally, but it's like a duck in the water, right? It looks like it's nice and calm, but underneath the water is just churning. And their little feet goes raveling through there, making a big mess. Like I said, the politics is carrying on. We have down south of us, we have Fallen Joe. takes a nosedive. And so I heard a little bit more about that on the Dan Bongino show. Apparently, there's a barricade area where they can throw the president behind in case someone starts shooting at him. And in front of that barricade, to hold it down, they put sandbags. And what they do is they brief the president on which way to walk all the time to go around the opposite end, not to walk, try to walk over top of the sandbags. So what did he do? He immediately tried to go break into his little fancy jog that he does, and he runs right and trips over all the sandbags that are piled up in front. And that's why he took the big tumble. And now the libtards are trying to blame the Secret Service. Like, what are you putting those sandbags there for? When in reality, the president was briefed to go behind them, behind the barrier. So that was his exit that he is supposed to do, not run in front and trip over the sandbags.
See, this is a great opportunity to play into these leftist hands. Okay, we won't put any more sandbags there. Good luck.
Exactly. Yeah. It gets even better. I don't know if you saw the reaction of the Secret Service when that happened.
I didn't know.
Oh, my impression when I saw them react was, again, you know, it was like, how many times is this guy going to fall down, right?
Just the.
It looked like it wasn't like something, oh, this is really surprising and different. It was their expression on their faces and just the way that the speed they reacted was, oh, this is not unusual. This is, again, happening. So I suspect he falls down a lot.
Well, the conversation probably went something like this. John, go pick him up. Joe, go get the suitcase with his change of pants. He shit himself again.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got the wipes. He's got the diaper bag.
he's got the diaper bag. Yeah. Who carries the diaper bag? They have the that whatever colonel or that follows around carrying the football, and then they have somebody else carrying around the diaper bag.
How bad do you have to mess up to get that job?
Yeah.
Remember the little Fisher Price phone that had eyes?
The eye, the googly
probably,
eyes.
They probably tell him that's football.
Yeah. Yeah. Here it is,
pull it
Mr. President.
Yeah.
I'm gonna nuke the Ukraine, Russia, sir. You're gonna nuke Russia, not the Ukraine.
Yeah, oh, really.
I'm gonna nuke Georgia. No, not Georgia. No. United States. It's Georgia. Russia.
Yeah. Who was leading the West in the late 30s? Look in Europe and look who was leading Germany, Italy, Japan. It's the same thing. We have weak, weak leadership.
Yeah.
And we're going to pay a price for it.
Yeah.
We haven't paid a price yet. not the
and
price
that was
tag.
typical, like with in England when what's his name there,
Chamberlain.
Chamberlain, that's right. Chamberlain was an extremely weak leader and an apologist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up bowing down to the Germans and letting the Germans push him around, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we've made the mistake, though, of actually going after. It would have been like Germany being cornered by the West. You know, that's what we're doing now to Russia. I mean, they're just putting them in a corner, painting them in a corner, and they're gonna, you know, they're gonna react like a bear reacts.
Yeah.
Yep. You're gonna, you know, you take away their options, they're gonna strike back, right?
Yes. Yeah. You know, incidentally, you're talking about that from the 14th to the 17th of June is the annual St. Petersburg conference. And this year, about 85 countries are attending, and they're going to be discussing about a new trade system where they use the gold as an intermediary store of value to trade, replacing the American dollar.
Wow.
Do you think
that's pretty serious?
That's when Ukraine's going to launch their attack, try and make Russia look weak.
Yeah, wasn't that supposed to be in May?
May, June, July. Yeah, it'll yeah. Just don't yeah. worry about it. We put out a movie trailer. Just watch that until it happens, okay?
That's right.
Yeah,
they're sending out mass footage of Arma 3 or whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That was at the start of the war. They tried to get away. I think they realized they couldn't use a video game to get away with war footage anymore, so they kind of cut back on that.
Yeah.
But
if they were in charge in June or the spring of 1944, they would be issuing press releases saying how they're going to get ready to invade France.
Yep. At exactly
any
this
day,
date, this time, we're gonna it'll happen. I promise.
Yep. I think I'm pretty sure that Baghdad Bob probably immigrated to Ukraine after Iraq, didn't he?
Yeah, he took over for the news reporters.
Yeah.
He started a public
relations
business.
Everything is fine. I promise you right now, everything is fine.
There are
God
no
is roasting their stomachs
and tanks in Baghdad.
Meanwhile, the Abrams rolls behind him.
Yeah.
An M1 drives me in the background, yeah.
I listened to a good interview by a Norwegian professor of Colonel Douglas MacGregor, and MacGregor was saying, yeah, you know, they're talking about this offensive, and he was kind of running the numbers. He figures that the Ukrainians probably have about 60,000 troops available for this offensive. He said the problem is that the Russians have mobilized up to 700,000. Now, they may be spread out along that long border, but he said what they've done is they've organized defenses in depth of 25 miles.
Wow.
With minefields, strong points, air cover, artillery cover. And he said, like, sure, they'll do an offensive in an area. They'll gain some ground. But they're going to be decimated.
Yeah.
They have no air support. And these clowns, see, this the weakness of these armchair generals in the West. We're talking about, oh, well, we're giving them F-16s, and oh, look at what's happening with the drone attacks in Russia and this so-called resistance movement in Russia. Yeah. They do a couple PR shots of them doing some sort of attack. Yeah. And these people actually believe this.
Yeah.
And this is where we are going to pay a heavy price.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're about to see 60,000 people get wasted.
Yeah. Yes. And then MacGregor says this is the problem. He says, if they went to the peace talks, probably the Russians would be happy with the east of the Dnieper.
Yeah, probably.
And Odessa and Kharkiv. He said, if nobody goes to the peace table or peace talks with them, he said they're going to be rolling right up to the Polish border.
Oh, yeah, because so the Russians have amassed 700,000 troops, right? How many of them have actually been to the front line so far? Who's been doing
rested,
most?
They're rested, equipped.
They're fit. They're ready to fight. Yep. Who's been doing most of the fighting for the Russians?
The mercenaries, pretty
the
much.
The Wagner Group.
Yep.
Wagner Group, yeah.
And they just got sent for a month-long vacation. So it's about to get real spicy.
Yeah. Well, they figure who are those guys? The Chechens are coming into the line to replace the Wagner Group.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to fight with Chechens, especially in a city.
Yeah, they're the ones that made the initial gains.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they even the Russians were having the hard times with the Chechens.
Yeah. don't mess with Chechnya.
Yeah, the Russians learned a lot fighting the Chechens. And you know, here we are, three guys. We don't know shit, right? But we can see what a debacle this is.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It's a clusterfuck.
Yeah. And, you know, these people in Washington, Ottawa, and the European capitals, what do they think, like, that they can honestly make an effect or actually, you know, supply the Ukrainians to win?
Yeah.
No, I think they know. I think they understand that this is a losing battle. But I think it's like you're playing a poker hand right now and you just said all in. You either win or you lose. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's what you got. Those are your options now. You put everything into this. You destroyed your military. You destroyed your war stock. You destroyed your economy. You either win or you lose.
They destroyed a country and about 750,000 people.
And they don't care about that, though. They only care about their own profit.
Yep, and I think that's a good place to bring this discussion to a close for this evening. Again, we're getting back into those depressing endings sometimes, but we're looking at that. The world, like Todd said, there's three of us that have a limited knowledge of what's going on, yet the facts are very plain in front of us, and we hope the rest of the world will wake up to it. And consider yourself, if you are a listener, to seek out further information, not only from us at the Canadian Beacon, but other places where you can get proper informed information. And sad to say, that's not what the mainstream media is nowadays. So,
no.
Guys, you have been listening to the Canadian Beacon podcast, and stay tuned for future episodes. You'll enjoy them.
Thanks for tuning in to the Canadian Beacon podcast. Please hit the like button and share the podcast with friends.